It is my sister, Shayna Wilson Williams. What is going on, sis?
Randy.
I see your face.
I know.
We talked on the phone and, you know, inbox each other, but to see your face.
Yes, it's been so long. Y'all, Randy got at least a foot of hair on the back of her neck.
Last time you saw me, I had a mohawk.
Yes. Like, how did you grow your hair so fast?
Fruits and berries.
Don't make me go home and just start stuffing fruits and berries, okay?
I don't know. It's a mystery to me as well.
I just can't believe it.
And I just keep letting it grow. I get it trimmed, you know, every few months. And, you know, I've had... The last time she took off about 3 inches, and then all of a sudden it's down my back again. So I don't know. I'm thinking about donating.
Maybe I'm going to go home and tell my husband, hey, I'm done with the wigs. I'm going to chop it all off so that I can get Randy's hair. Okay. Y'all have to see her. If you see her, just look at this. I said, where did this hair come from? That's not beauty supply, ladies.
No, it's genetics too. Thank my mom and dad.
Amen.
You know, both of them had, you know, gray hair, both of them, before they passed away, straight white hair.
Mm.
Both of them curly hair. So, you know, just both of them, I thank them for it, but it's a lot.
It looks beautiful.
All this washing and trying to...
I mean, but it's the texture where you can literally wash and go.
You can, but I got to do a lot of conditioning to keep it from looking like Chaka Khan after singing through the fire.
Ready?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for you for a lot of reasons. Over the last, you know, few years, I've seen you, and you've had 2 babies since I've seen you.
Don't remind me. I'm up to 4.
We're done.
I was going to say, I think we're done. No, we know. We are for sure and confident in that thing.
Yeah, but congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I've been excited watching you and your family grow and you soaring, doing other things, your beauty line to, you know, singing and adjusting to life without your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that's been rough.
Every day.
Oh, no. There's not a day. I understand.
Every day. We were just talking about that. And I appreciate when I meet people or, you know, get to converse with people that has the same common ground.
Yeah.
I always say I feel like we're in a secret society because you have to go through it in order to sympathize.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people around me that has passed or friends of family members or whatever, and I say I'm sorry for your loss, but no,
you have to experience it, and nobody wants to experience
it. Of course, I don't wish it on my worst enemy
at all when you lose your mom, and in my case, both of my parents at this point. But you do appreciate the people who have gone through it because they kind of know what to say,
yes,
or not to say,
yes.
You know, just let me sit there and breathe,
yes,
while you go get me some tea, you know,
or
that
tissue.
Kind of friend, or tissue, whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
one of the things that I appreciate is that you're stepping out and doing some things that your mom was
doing. Very true, very true. You know, I never shared this with anybody, but I had a dream. She came to me in my dream. Honestly, my mom, since she passed, I've never dreamed about her until she passed. But since she passed, she always came to me in my dream with a message.
Mm-hmm.
She came to me with a dream. She was playing with my grandfather, her father. He's passed too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing in the park with the baby.
Wow.
And that's how I knew I was pregnant with Legacy.
Wow.
Yes. And then the next dream, she was pushing a baby in a baby carriage. It was a boy. I thought it was my brother.
Right.
And his wife. So I texted him. I said, hey, somebody's pregnant in this family. Y'all need to go take a pregnancy test. And the Holy Spirit said, you go do it. I went in my room. I closed the bathroom door. My husband's in the bedroom. I sat there for 30 minutes. The test was positive.
Wow.
So I'm like... I was pregnant that whole time. I was 22 weeks when I found out I was pregnant with Titan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I know. I remember you saying that you didn't even know.
I had
you just
no
thought,
idea.
You were like, why am I still gaining
yes.
weight?
Yes. I wasn't like poking out anywhere. No. And And then now I had a dream. She handed me her Bible that she always studied with. She just handed it to me and smiled. Mm. And about 2 months later, my dad called and he said, I need somebody to be over the women's ministry this year because we're doing transitions right now. And I was like, well, I'll find somebody. He was like, no, that somebody is you. And it was like, oh, okay.
We're going to come back with more about this story and how Shayna has gotten herself into the women's ministry. But first, it's Shayna Wilson-Williams, and we give you praise on the Detroit Praise Network. Shayna Wilson-Williams, we give you praise on the Detroit Praise Network. Now, Shayna, you were saying that your dad was looking for someone to head the women's ministry. You were about to try to find somebody for him, but he was like, no, no, it's your turn.
You know, I've learned to say yes, Randy. 16 years ago, maybe a little bit more, my father came to me and said, you know, we need a worship leader for the church. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, who are we going to pick? And he was like, you. And I was like, okay. So I've learned to give God my yes. Yeah. And it always comes through my father, who's also my pastor,
yeah,
Bishop Samuel Wilson. I love my dad because he has so much wisdom and he knows he has my best interests at heart. And I feel like he sees my destiny before I do. Mm. And so with him asking me to be over this women's ministry this year at our church, things have just blown up. Things have just, doors have opened. A different Shayna has evolved, mm-hmm, through the word of God, through cultivating a ministry for women. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what will happen to you when you say yes to God. Give him a full yes.
Not a full yes.
Lord, I don't know, but I'm going to just do it anyway. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm not going to have the spirit of, I don't think this is for me, because right, I know the plans are to prosper,
yeah,
and to, yeah, be in good health. So I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you. When you sent me the flyer and the name of it is She Will Not Fail.
She Will Not.
That just grasped me by the heart, because there's so many opportunities where we are presented with and you're like, I can't do this because,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to, you know. And I love the women that you have with this conference.
I'm amazed too.
Tell everybody about it though, sis.
Okay, so everybody, the conference is May 30th through June 2nd. My church is hosting it, Community Christian Fellowship. We're going to have nightly service. The first service is my girl. I think she's our Oprah of our time, Sarah Jakes Roberts.
Ooh,
Pastor
Jesus.
Sarah Jakes Roberts is amazing.
Yes.
And she's a powerhouse in her own right. And then we have the second night, we have Cecilia Matthews. She's a powerhouse. When I say a wrecking ball,
yes,
wrecking ball. And then
paint
Saturday,
will be off the building.
Saturday, we have Latrice Ryan in the morning, praying intercessor, prophetess in her own right. Saturday night is Sophia Ruffin Wilson, amazing woman. I mean, everybody
is
just
to
going
me.
To floor us.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, we have prophetess Valerie Moore, and then Sunday night, Real Talk Kim will close us out.
Ooh.
I mean,
the chills that I have.
Know I have it just saying it
just
back
saying
to you like, oh
loud.
My God, I can't believe all of these women are coming together. And that's what a lot of people have said to me. Like, you know, we get to see these people individually, but to know back to back to back to back, I'll get the word from each one of these women.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And to be filled when so many of us are empty right now.
Mm,
and
so true.
Especially women of color, we go and we go and we go and we go, and then we don't get a chance to stop down and be filled.
That's why I am happy that this is coming together the way that it did. And honestly, Randy, in all honesty, I did not know these women were going to say yes.
Wow. I'm just so thrilled that
oh
they
my
did.
God. I am too. I still like, how did I get her? How did I get her? Like, what?
Come on.
And, you know, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, you don't find her just in
showing
churches.
Up.
Yeah, just showing up. And when she reached out to me, she was very personable. She loved my ministry from singing.
Yes.
And she was like, you fit the category of people that I'll go out for and minister. And I was just like, God,
this
I'm so honored.
Blessing.
And I believe the women of Detroit, and we have women from all over the world that are flying in just to minister and be a part of this. But Detroit especially, I want to see us come together
yes.
and be ministered to to uplift one another, encourage one another. When is the last time we've had something like this, a conference, a weekend where we can just sit back, pull our wig off?
You know,
just enjoy the presence of God. I believe that's what's going to happen this weekend.
It is. It is absolutely going to happen. How do women become a part of this? Because I think it's really important that they are aware of it, A, and B, in line to get there.
Yes. So registration has already started. We've been advertising since February. VIP is almost sold out. VIP is $250. Mm-hmm. And then you can do registration, general admission as well. The website is ShaynaWilsonWilliams.com. You can click on that and then click on the tab that says She Will Not Fail. Mm. You can also reach us at our telephone number, 859-474-2629. Again, that's ShaynaWilsonWilliams.com, S-H-A-N-A, Wilson Williams, or 859-474-2629.
Oh, Shayna, I am so excited about this.
Thank you.
I told you from the beginning, this is just powerful. And ladies, just make your way there. Make plans to do the whole weekend so that we can empower each other after this is done.
Yes. Ooh, we still have work to do.
Yes, so much
we
work
to do.
We
still have work to do.
You know, I think the pandemic tried to stop us and try to make us fail.
Yes.
But now I think everybody is revved up and ready.
Yes, so and we just need that push.
Yes,
this is that push.
Thank you for coming in person.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you so much.
Love you more.